After a whistleblower revealed the Corps overstated the economic benefits of its projects, Congress cut the agency's budget. That's meant a shortage of money for research such as this flood study. Supporters of the research believe another large flood is inevitable. Heather Hampton Nodal is with the Upper Mississippi, Illinois, and Missouri Rivers Association. She says it's important to finish the study.
It's the notion that we need to build the ark before the flood and be prepared to protect our citizens and keep our economy flowing in the case of that sort of major disaster. This is one disaster we can plan for.
Funding was frozen this summer, just before the report was completed. Researchers say they need just another $142,000 to finish the $8.5 million study. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Rich Egger.